Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually, mentally, and physically fit. Seems like I'm having a little difficulty here. Okay, I'm right back at my little studio here. We have a guest tonight talking about being fabulously fit, or Fab Factor of the Fab Factor Academy. Doris began to realize that what she was really interested is in how a person goes about recognizing their potential and how to apply their efforts. Motivated to empower people both personally and professionally led to making a big decision to pursue the area of self-motivation and maximizing human potential. In 2002, Doris proved herself as a visionary when she left the corporate arena for the entrepreneurial journey. Doris Birch, the founder of Fab Factor and creator of Fab Factor Academy. She is a woman of deep, fabulous, and feminine energy. Over the years, she has helped women live the fabulous life they deserve and they desire without sacrifice. She's outspoken, extravagant, and larger than life. Doris' powerful ability to guide women to defy your identity the way you want, no matter what other people say, carving out your own path to success, creating an image that is stylish and powerful, creating a fulfilling and successful life and business for yourself. She calls it the Fab Factor, and she thinks every woman deserves it. Until then, be fabulous as always, she says. Let's welcome Doris. Hello, Doris, you there?
I am here. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming, because when I saw you, that's what the Shay and Trevor, and they were talking about being fab, and I said being fabulous, and that's the name of the show, Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage people to become spiritually, physically fit, well, also mentally fit. And so that's why I want you on tonight to talk to women about being fab and what does it mean. But before we get into the Fab Factor Academy, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my gosh, wow. I'm humble because, I mean, you know, when you always have to have your bio read, it's like, wow, that's me.
I know the feeling.
Like, okay, wow. So outside of what Renee has read, let me tell you, I really am just a woman that truly, truly is just sooner than later to be in my purpose and to really be here on the planet for what I truly believe is my destiny, is helping other women step into being more fabulous and creating a life that is utterly fabulous. And, you know, we'll talk more about that as we go on, but, you know, it's a way of being. It's a mindset. It's just an energy of it all. And so it just takes the word fabulous and what it means to the next level. And I love the show title. I mean, I thought it is so perfect because really,
that, I mean, it really is. Who you're called to be, fabulous. Yes, when I saw that, I said, what? Let me get her on there. And when I read your bio and read about your company, and you talking about bringing women into the front of the camera and being confident and being empowered and all this, I said, yes, I got to get her on my show, because I want to give you an example. You know, I used to be a personal trainer, and this lady would come to me for exercise. And Doris, it looked like she never touched the ground. She had such confidence in her. She just glowed. She was an older woman than I, like in her 60s, but she had her own multi-million millionaire company, and just the way she looked, I guess it fits. She was stylish, she always looked good, and she was always right on time. So how did you choose this Fab Factor, the Fab Factor Academy? How did you choose this platform?
Well, you know what? Here's what happened. I honestly, truly believe when you are really operating in your gifts, then everything works out. So the truth of it all is that all I know and all I've ever wanted to be, even when I was a little girl, I've always loved beauty and I've always loved fashion. I got that real honest. And so I always just wanted to be fabulous. I just wanted to be fabulous. I wanted to just be fabulous. And so that was my thing. And so as developing my own company and coaching, I was like, at the beginning, I was like just happy to be coaching. And I was really just wanting women to set themselves free from just the shackles that, you know, they put themselves in. Because I once was that woman. And as my coaching business evolved, I was noticing something different about some other women who did very similar work that I did, but they had the quote-unquote brand. And I started to like, okay, well, what is going to be my brand? What's my thing? And I listened to them, and they each had their thing, and their brand was tied around the thing they were passionate about. Well, I was like, well, I've just always been passionate about being fabulous, so I'm like, I'm just going to be fabulous. Well, started out, I was just doing some things and just using the word fabulous. And then I actually, the credit comes more to, I went to Peak Performance Institute with Shea Brown and Trevor Ott, and they worked their magic, and they saw what I was already doing and what I was already talking about. And they just took fabulous and turned it into the Fab Factor and the Fab Factor Academy, and it just went to quantum leap. And it was like, voila, here you are, a company and a brand. And I was like, it fits me so perfectly, and I'm so excited. And now it's all like women to have the Fab Factor, you know, all that within, because it's all within first and then without. So you got to have it inside in order for it to really blossom outside. You know, there's no more faking it and pretending you're somebody you're not. All got to come from inside, and from inside, then you can create anything you want because it's coming from a really authentic place. It's coming from the source that God has given us within, and so we tap into that power, and then we can do whatever we want to do, you know, in our that's meant for us.
That is so true. You know, as a personal trainer, we used to say, you know, we work in the outside of the body, but does it, the outside help with the inside, or is the inside that helps with the outside? So it's, if we do saying, let's get in that inside first, and then it will just glow and just shine and you know, and just come through. And you're right, when you polish in the furniture, you polish in the outside too, but it gets into the inside, that furniture, so it always has that glow. So the Fab Factory, do you mean just being stylish, having the latest clothes, the latest hair, the latest jewelry? What is the Fab Factor Academy?
Well, you know, it is some of that, but that's actually not the initial piece. The initial piece is really the Fab Factor Academy. We are all about women. Our message is don't be invisible, be fabulous. So we're all about women really stepping into the power to be seen in the world, to really not diminish who they are, not to play small, not to dim their light, not to let their light shine. And so one of the things that women do, a lot of women do, is that they will play a really small game, especially around the entrepreneurial journey, you know. So they – and they'll dim their own light. They won't toot their horn. They won't shine. They won't stand up. They won't claim to be the expert. They won't do any of that. And so from that place, then you don't get to really live your fabulous life. You don't really get to have all that comes with when you step into your confidence and when you step into having the Fab Factor and being a woman who is standing in her own power, understanding her own value and her own worth, and really is saying, I'm going to step into the power to be seen in the world and be able to take what comes with that. Because as we evolve and as we really own our own power and we step into the spotlight and we are standing in the power to be seen, there are going to be people that don't like that. And so, you know, and that just comes with the territory, but you got to be able to handle it. And so handling that means, you know, when you have your fat factor within and it's really from a strong place of owning your value, and you really do have the confidence to be whoever it is you want to be and however you want to show up, then even though those darts hurt when they hit you, you're still able to handle it in a much more graceful, elegant way, because I'm all about women having more style, more elegance, and more savoir-faire. And the savoir-faire is really just an internal knowing. It goes back to the fat factor. It's knowing. It goes back to knowing God within. It's that knowing within yourself, because only a woman can know within for herself, for her own truth, that who she wants to be in the world. Nobody else gets to have that power. Once you get grown and you can make your own decisions, you get to decide how you want to show up, who you want to be, how you want to impact the world. And in order to do that, we believe at the Fat Factor and the Fat Factor Academy is that it has to be within. So it's like get the Fat Factor and then go without, and then you can show up. And but you got to own your power in a very authentic way and be very elegant and graceful at the same time.
Wow, that is a lot, because some women prefer to be behind the camera, so to speak. They let others shine, because I guess it's maybe with the age group, because they're taught if they did step out, if they did toot their horn, they either get blocked or people look at you funny, like you said, or, you know, what are you doing out here? That's not your thing. You know, do you run into that with the women? Hello? Oops, I think she just got disconnected. Yeah, I think she just got disconnected, everybody. But, Doris, if you hear me, if you can come back on in, you come back in.
Hello?
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Can
Hello.
You hear me?
Doris, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I was here the whole time. I just don't know what happened.
I don't know. I know we're having lightning and thunder and rain on this side of the town, so maybe something had happened. But I don't know what happened either. But the question is, question was, do you find a lot of women feel kind of, hesitant to step out in front of the camera because of all the negativity that they will receive? You know, it's like, what are you stepping out for? You should be behind the camera, or, you know, getting a lot of negative.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I deal with that a lot. I meet a lot of women who, based on something in their past, had them really diminished, and they want to be out in the spotlight, and they're so afraid of what someone's going to say or what someone's going to think, or, you know, be like, who do you think you are? That really does play a big role in holding them back. And so it's a really interesting journey for a woman to release those voices and just all that baggage for her to really step out and make her impact in the world. But that is a really big issue among a lot of women. And you will find some women who are behind the scenes. They say that's where they want to be. They like to be behind. They like to help other people shine. And they really have a deep, deep, deep desire to be the one shining. And then some of the ones who have also taken on leadership roles, and if you pay attention to sometimes some people who are the leaders, and if they are always behind everybody, like in a photo, they'll stand behind everybody else, and they'll be like, well, I want everybody else to be seen. But that really is a form of diminishing their own life, shrinking, hiding, and playing small. And so, you know, I always find asking a different question to the people, because sometimes they don't even realize it because they've been so used to being in that place that to make it known to them, I see you are hiding. Why are you hiding? And then it's like nobody's asking them that question. And when somebody asks them that question, then they have to deal with it and get very uncomfortable with really owning their truth and owning their power to be like, oh, I really do need to step forth. And, you know, one of the things they'll do, they'll make a ton of excuses as to why, when it's been identified that they're hiding, then it'll be all these other reasons, you know, oh, I need to lose 50 pounds, you know, I don't really think I look, you know, right, or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever. It's just always a story with a woman. I'm like, women, we are the creators of more stories as to why we don't show up. That's what he's like. Really, I'm like, a story that will most people will, it will sound so legitimate, like, oh, yeah, we can understand that. And it's like, it's just a bunch of BS, really. And it's like, stop the madness. And, you know, you're not serving anybody by living in the story, because you don't get to be who you want to be. And it's such a disservice, because there are people waiting for people to stand up and be who they're meant to be. They have a calling on their life to do something extraordinary, and yet they're hiding. So those people waiting for them, what happens to them? You know, they're just in limbo. They're in limbo in that area because somebody didn't stand up. And it's like, once I heard that, and I was like, it is no way I'm going to hide, or, you know, not do what I need to do, or, you know, get past some stuff just because it's hard, or I don't know the answer yet. You know, it's those things you just have to keep pushing through, because if you push through them, the answers will reveal themselves. They really, really will.
Woo! Go ahead. Preach, preach, preach. This is Star is talking about being fabulously fit in God's kingdom, because she uses the Fab Factory, Factor Academy results, or I should say guidelines, and she's preaching to us tonight. Ladies out there, listen, we can be fabulous. Get from that camera, step out in front. Because, you know, I'm from the generation when you were doing things, no, no, you stay back here, you do this, and you know, right, they got to claim their voice. Woo, 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 claim their voice, because I'm the one that's kind of like, well, let me do it behind the camera, and then wonder why people don't, well, how come they didn't pass me over, didn't see me? And you're right, we got to step out. We got to step out. And then when you do get stepped out, it's like when you toot your horn, they look at you and then just keep talking and like, okay, yeah, so what? You know, like, well, hey, I am here. I'm coming out. Go ahead, darling.
You're absolutely right. Because if you don't toot your own horn, who is? It's like I just have wrote, I don't know where I wrote it, but on my thing I wrote, somewhere, you know, you have to give yourself permission to be fabulous, because if you don't give yourself permission to be fabulous, who is going to do it? And nobody's going to do it. So until you speak up, you know, get your voice out there so people know who you are, then, yeah, you can't be back behind the scenes talking about, oh, they passed me over. Nobody, you know, is asking me to be a part of events or speak on a stage or, you know, run a program, and you look at all these other people, and you're and secretly really desiring what they have, but you don't stand out, and you think somebody's going to find you. And we live in a world that those that are speaking up and showing up will be the ones that will get the opportunities, because they're being what? They're being seen. They are stepping in the power to be seen, and from that place, then they can use their gifts and their talents, because they're like saying, raising their hand, talking about, I'm here, world. I'm here. I have something to contribute. I'm stepping into my power. And then even if you are, you know, when you add that extra, you know, when you really step into being fabulous, mm-hmm. and you add that mm-hmm. component onto it, oh, my gosh, your light will shine so bright. It will blind people when you walk in the room. They'll be like, oh, what is going on? You know, I'm like, when I walk in a room, I illuminate that bad boy, because I'm like, I am here. And I'm like, I got something to say.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer in the way coming in that whole room. Ooh, your nose so bright. Ooh, Doris, your ladies are so bright. How can I get that light? Oh, God, that is so true. That's true. And it's true. If you know, if you don't step out there and tell your story and do what you're called to do, then the person that's supposed to hear it is not going to hear it. And they are, in, like you said, wow, in limbo. They can't move on because you're not out there. So we all got a purpose out there. So when the ladies come to you, this academy, is it just 3 months, 6 months, is it a whole year? Is it continuous? How long do they stay with you?
Well, I have learned to evolve. So you, the lessons come as you grow and evolve yourself. So initially, I started working with people in a shorter time frame. So I've done 6-week programs, I've done 3-week programs, but this year I changed it up because what I realized was that 6 weeks, 3 months is not enough time. It's not enough time for a woman to change herself. So I was like, well, how long does it take for a baby to be born? If it takes 9 months for a baby to be born, then we're going to do 9 months. So I implemented this year working with people 9 months, and I actually have to tell you, I saw the change and the transformation. It really is a period of time that does allow one, you know, to first be in the place of saying, oh, I want this, 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 and putting all that out there, and then getting into the place of denial, and then getting into the place of, you know, stuck, and then getting out of stuck into moving and action and going all that. It was a process. It was really a process to take the women through this year. And I'm like, I saw better results from the clients that I had in that way. And so I know there's probably another way to work a smaller container, but that'll be something I'll have to master going into 2016. But right now, I just really don't think it does anyone any service to come to the Fab Factor and the Fab Factor Academy and we not really be about women really having a change and a transformation. And that's what I'm about, transformation. I don't do my work just to be saying I have some clients. I really want the women to have what they say they want and to step into the life they want to create and be the woman they want to be. And that's the result. You know, it's a win-win when at the end of, you know, all during the process, the evolution of that woman is evolving and she's stepping in more into who she's meant to be so that she can do what she's here to do. That is icing on the cake. It's just like, it's just fabulous. It's like, yes, this is why I'm here. This is why I do what I do. So now we're working with women 9 months, probably going into the new year. We still have a 9-month option, but I'm even going to take it up to a 13-month option as well for some of my programs.
Ooh, boy, so this is a Fab Evolutionary program. She's stating it 9 months, and I like how you gave that example of how it takes 9 months to give birth to a baby. So therefore, you're right, because a lot of women are carrying a lot of baggage and just getting out there in 1 month or, you know, 3 weeks or just 3 months is not enough for them. I can see that, wow, that 9 months of helping them through the process, because they really want them to shed that skin and not go back into that cocoon. Whoa, that is really awesome. So, Dars,
yeah,
what is
absolutely next
for you on the line? I mean, you're doing this academy, and this is a really what I call academy, boy. 9 months, it's almost like, do they get a certificate? Do you have a fashion show afterwards? You take pictures before and after? Like, when you go to the dentist, they take pictures of your teeth and before and after? Boy.
You know, that's excellent. Hey, I might just put that one to write that down, Renee. Maybe that would be something to evolve into for 2016. That would be cool to do a fashion show. Oh, my gosh, I love the whole idea. What's the next thing that we have on the thing is actually we have our live event. I did a live event, my first 3-day live event in March, so we're doing it again in November. So November 12th through the 14th is the Fabulous You Live event, and it's here in the Chicago area, and it is for women to really step into standing out, being seen, you know, speaking their truth. You know, it's all in that of alignment and getting really to the nitty-gritty of it all. There's no more room for people to not be who they're meant to be, and life is really short. I swear, I'm just telling somebody that I must have missed August because I don't remember August at all. So I missed a month. And because
you
like,
were busy, because I was trying to get you on since August. You were busy.
I was like, I don't know what happened to August. Honestly, I'm like, I don't get it. And I'm like, so yeah. So, I mean, time just goes by so fast. And We just don't have time to not be really doing what we're here to be doing. We really don't. And so Fabulous You Live is really going to be 3 days of really digging into that, you know, process of women being bold, owning their truth, you know, letting their voice out, you know, giving themselves permission to be fabulous and really designing the life that they want. You know, why not? If you can design and have the life you want, why not design it and create it and step into it? Instead of looking at some other people who have done the same and then wishing and wanting and, you know, creating a story, you know, around why you don't have it.
That is so true, Doss. That is so true. So I used the example last time for my listeners. You know how you always go to this conference. I think I'm the conference queen, and you're sitting there, and then, you know, it's like, let's say there's 100 people in the room, and all of a sudden, let's say you have a reunion. Out of that 100 people, why only 3 people really accelerated and, like you said, become fabulous? And there's other of us that's still in that same old little rut, I want to say, that same situation, that same story over and over again. So you're teaching us to step out and to be fabulous. And through a Fab Evolutionary program, the Fab Factor Academy, Doss is going to take you from 0 to 100%. Whoa, this is really good. We need programs like this because a lot of women are taught to stay, you know, behind and submit and everything and not value themselves at all. Wow. So is there a book in the making? Is there a book in the making?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? There is. There is
We can't forget about that.
We can't forget about that. Thank you so much. I am working on a anthology book project that will feature 11 other fabulous women co-authors in the first series of the Don't Be Invisible, Be Fabulous book project. And the first book is going to be about succeeding against the odds, the journey to be seen in life, love, and business. And so that book is, we're in pre-launch phase doing stuff now. We actually have Meet the Authors tomorrow night, meet some of the authors and stuff. The book will be launching in the first of the year, January, February timeframe. So that's real exciting. So that's coming. And then my own book, I published a book a couple years ago, but now I'm doing a second edition of it on being fabulous. And so that needs to be done like really soon. I'm like, I got everything. I gotta finish it up and get it done. And so that, my goal is to finish my book before the holiday time. So there's no excuse there. No excuse. I put it out here, but I know I got to do it now.
You got to do it, Doss. For my listeners out there, we're talking to Doss, talking about the Fab Factor Academy and being fabulous, talking about style and sophistication, beauty, and truth to create your own fabulous life. And she is really fabulous herself. You can hear it in her voice and in her spirit, everybody. So there's no excuse. You got to get it out there and be fabulous, as they say. So believe me, website is fabulous, beautiful women on there. She don't care what size you are, how tall, how short. The idea is to be fabulous. In other words, you got to be frequently seen, be accountable, as well as bodacious. So Fab Factor Academy, go ahead. So we got about 90 seconds, Doss. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Okay, well, you can go to fabfactoracademy.com. And you can join in. I have a membership, join the Fabulous Membership Club option at the FabFactorAcademy.com. You can also find me on Facebook. My Facebook page is the Fab Factor Academy, and you can find me there. And I just would love to have you in my world. If you, on my page, I think if you go to my page or even my personal page, Doris Birch, on the Facebook, you will see the thing of Meet the Co-Authors. If you want to join us tomorrow in our live stream and meet a few of the co-authors who are going to be a part of the book project, that's going to be cool. We're just going to have a little girl conversation on them just making their decision to share their story. You know, it's just the power of our stories and how we can change another woman's life.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed having you. I'm so glad we did connect with you. Like you say, I tried to get you in August, and we finally nailed you down because you've been on that fabulous train, that fabulous A train. Thank you so much, Doris. And I'm looking forward to that live stream tomorrow and all the other events that you have coming. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you so much for having me. It was just an honor. Thank you.
You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.